let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. As the daughter of a Plymouth Brethren minister, Olsey Eckleberry, the ninth of 11 kids in a loving rural Wisconsin family, always felt as if she was on display and that she can't live up to anyone's expectations. She felt like she was living in a fishbowl, like anyone can see inside that cage and judge you, but you can't get out. You can't even defend yourself of accusations of those who don't know you. She's too protected and vulnerable and makes many bad decisions. Her inspiring memoir, Failure as a Wife, Woman, and Mother, a remarkable journey from a woman living over a garage, struggling to feed her two children, to buying two accounting firms, wisely investing her money, and loaning out millions to people who might not otherwise qualify. Olsey Eckleberry, author of Failure as a Wife, Woman, and Mother, our guest on This Week in America. Olsey, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us today.
Very good.
Well, what was the inspiration for writing this book? When did you decide, you know, maybe I can help others in talking about my story and what I went through? What was the inspiration for writing this?
Well, I had thought a lot of other, I see a lot of ministers' children sometimes are put on display and made to be an example for everyone else, and they don't realize the pressure they're putting on a minister's child, and sometimes you wound them by, you know, I look at, I begin to try to please others rather than pleasing the Lord. And so my focus, it took the focus off from me and loving the Lord and trying to please others.
Well, and you talk about that so well in the book Failure as a Wife, Woman, and Mother. They talk about living in the glass cage. My wife is a minister's daughter, Olsey Eckleberry, our guest on the program. The book's available at authorhouse.com, the usual places. We'll give you that information throughout the program. What kind of criticisms wounded you the most? I talked about those briefly in the beginning. What were some of the criticisms and those that really impacted you? Because you're just basically a child at that point.
Right. Well, I can remember it being at Bible camp when my father directed the Bible camp. And I had never been very athletic, but I had played volleyball that one day and was able to participate and get the ball over that. But afterwards, one of the counselors came to my father and complained that I had not been a good example to the rest of the girls because I got my hair messed up.
That would be difficult.
And it hurt very much so because I was so proud of finally being able to, not being athletic, being able to participate and be one of the other children that then they have that kind of criticism afterwards, you know, that she felt I should be wearing my hair differently because I wasn't being a good example.
That has to be difficult. How do you handle that as a child and you feel like you feel good about yourself and then you get this, the criticism? How do you deal with that?
Well, in my case, I just withdrew from everyone and began to not enjoy being around Christians. And that made me have some bad decisions once I left home. And I had never dated the first man that paid attention to me. I wanted to have someone care about me and seem to like me. And so I was vulnerable. I think the devil was there waiting for me, you know, along the way. And I, you know, was looking for approval.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you found it just in the wrong particular place, and you talk about that so well in the book. Talking about the title, Failure as a Wife, Woman, and Mother, explain that and how you came up with that title.
Well, originally I called the book The Glass Cage. And then when I married my husband that I first said, he was abusive, and he would call me that every time that he wanted control over, he said, you're a failure as a wife, woman, and a mother. And I was married to him for 12 years. So eventually, by the end of 12 years, he had convinced me that that's who I was.
Yes.
And so then at the end of 12 years, he ran off with another woman, and I had a nervous breakdown. So actually, the book is, most of the book, I decided to change it, was a story about how I came from feeling as a failure, as a wife, woman, and mother, to who I am today.
Which is
it's a struggle throughout the book, which is showing the Lord faithfulness to me and building my feeling of self-worth again.
You make us feel like we're right there with you on that journey, and what a remarkable, inspirational journey it was that you were on. What were some of the lessons that you learned that you share with people in your book?
Well, I find that, you know, a lot of women today rely on their husbands or whatever to their financial security, pensions, or whatever the case may be. And I find that women themselves should be independent, should be able, their financials and everything should be set up that they can survive on their own without relying on someone else. Because, you know, in my case, you know, many times winding up with a divorce, having four children support and no health insurance or whatever, it happens. And yes. Then I, second husband dies, I find that, you know, I didn't have any life insurance, and find out the life insurance was, you know, children from a prior marriage were beneficiaries. So, you know, a lot of things happened in my life that made me have to rely on my own and make it on my own and learn how to invest money and survive on my own. And I think that's what made me what I am today.
How difficult was it to continue? I mean, all of those lessons you talk about would cripple most people, but you bounced back, maybe going through a period of feeling like you were crippled, but picking yourself up and going forward. How difficult was it to pick yourself up and to go forward after all of those setbacks that you were having in your life?
Well, very difficult. First, when I got the divorce, I had four children to raise, and back then they didn't have as easy for you to go after child support or anything else. So it's just a matter of me having four children that were relying on me and saying, you know, you can't give up. You know, you have to go on and be there for them. And another part was just the pride of not having to go on welfare, to kind of do it on my own and support myself and be there. And so there were so many, many weeks where it was a struggle even to find enough money to put groceries on the table. And, you know, the book shows sometimes how the Lord came through. And like, for instance, one week I was praying about it, and I decided to go clean out a box in the closet. And went through it, and the bottom of the box is an old savings bond that I had totally forgot that I had, that it hadn't went before I'd gotten divorced. It was just enough to get the groceries for that week. And things like that happen, that you look at that, and it doesn't sound like very much, you know, only $18.75, but back then.
Exactly.
It was a lot of money.
And it fed you and the family. Did you realize at the time the Lord was looking out for you, or is this something, and in retrospect, when you look, you realize, boy, he was there for me throughout and kept trying to guide me, which eventually worked in the right direction. Were you aware at the time that he was there for you?
Yes, I was aware, because I knew that there was no way I would have thought to, under the circumstances, go look through that box. I know the Lord was leading me to do that. And, you know, so many times, you know, you get to the point, you're back to the wall, and it's something so unusual happens. you know, for instance, just before Christmas one time, I'm working and I had been selling blood to different things so I could get money for groceries, and I had sold my blood too often. And so I had gotten sick and had missed a couple of days of work, and the time off from work was just going to be enough, so I wasn't going to be able to either have Christmas for the children because the money had to go to pay for utilities because the power was going to be turned off. And I had discovered that I wasn't going to get paid for those days, sick pay, because some fluke in the laws. And so I'm sitting there. When I discovered it, I went to the bathroom and I cried and prayed, come back to my desk. I'm sitting there pretty soon. I was working for doctors at a hospital, and come in, and pretty soon I come back and came in the office, and he said, Olsey. I said, what? And he said, the hospital paid my wages, but he says, we have decided to give you a Christmas bonus this year. You're the only employee we're going to do that for, so I don't want you to let anybody else know, but, you know, we're going to give you a Christmas bonus of $25. I think about that today, and, you know, tears come to my eyes every time I think about it.
Well, what a touching story, and yes, somebody was there looking out for you as you went through that period. Olsey Eckleberry is our guest in the program, and that's Eckleberry. The book is Failure as a Wife, Woman, and Mother. The book's available at authorhouse.com. Other places as well, and you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I went from all those circumstances that you talk about in the book to buying two accounting firms, as I said, wisely investing the money and loaning out millions to people who might not otherwise qualify for that to help them through periods like you went through. Talk about that aspect of it, of being able to help others, and you feel that's really a mission for you, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is, because I look at people struggling, and I can identify with them personally. And so a lot of times, I don't lend to people to come to me. I lend to people that the Lord lays on my heart when I see they're having problems. And I offer to say, I'll help you out to do this. I'll help you get a home or whatever the case may be, and lend them the money. And all, and in all these cases, I've never been burned. And so they can't get out there, buy a house or anything else in any other way. And it's, to me, it's rewarding. I feel the Lord has blessed me to be there for that reason for some of these people.
You have been through so much. The book is, again, a mission to get this word out, and you can survive. And you talk about what you went through, and what you went through could help others in a similar circumstances. What advice would you give to women that are going through difficult times to be able to survive those times?
Well, I think first off is, you know, in prayer and relying on the Lord and trusting the Lord for that he's just relying on the fact that the Lord knows what's best for you, and that believe that this tough times, that there's a lesson to be learned, and to learn the lesson from it instead of give in and being angry, to look for the lesson that's to be learned for whatever trial you're going through. So whenever time, you know, I wound up financially under almost three times in my life, I've been able to get to where I am today. And part of it was just living a little bit, but, you know, my advice to most people is to live a little bit below your means and invest the difference.
Yes.
And that's how I got to where I am today, when I got to the point that I only lived on what I necessarily had to have and invest the difference. And, you know, it took years. I started my investment plan maybe 30 years ago to get where I am today. But, you know, most people don't do that.
No, and because of that, you've been able to enjoy life yourself, in particular by being able to help other people. And it's Elsie's story in the book, Failure as a Wife, Woman, and Mother. What advice would you give to somebody out there contemplating marriage? Because you went into marriage for, I'm going to say, maybe most, if not all, of the wrong reasons. What advice do you give to somebody who's thinking about marriage?
Well, I think, first off, they should socialize with people that are got similar likes and tastes as they have for Christians. You know, not to marry someone in a different social sphere as what they're in. They have to have things in common, and they should learn to know that person and how that person treats everyone else. I say that, you know, you need to know the person at least 6 to 9 months before you find out who they really are, because I always say that people can put on a good face for at least 6 months, but you have to have gone through enough time, gone through some tough times and some disagreements with that person to understand how they resolve disagreements and how they deal with tough times.
You went through, and you mentioned this in the beginning, and I've got a couple minutes left, and this really is so important, that 12-year period in that first marriage where you really felt, because you heard it so many times, that you were a failure as a wife, woman, and mother, the title of Olsey's book. Talk about advice that you would give to people who may be in an abusive relationship, whether it be physical or verbal. What advice would you give them, because you've been there?
Well, they need to take use of any social help they can get. Back in my time, you didn't have the social help for someone going through abusive things, yes. You know. But now I think you have shelters for women like that you can go to, and I think they should make good use of that, a good use of any help they can get to get out of the relationship.
The book is Failure as a Wife, Woman, and Mother by our guest in the program, Olsey Eckleberry. Olsey is O-L-S-I-E and Eckleberry, E-K-L-E-B-E-R-R-Y. You can Google it. Books available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to authorhouse.com. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly and get information on Olsey's book and order it there as well. Olsey, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success with the book. You're reaching a lot of people, sharing a message that will turn a lot of lives around in a positive way. Thank you for sharing your story with us on the program today.
Well, thank you very much.
It has been our pleasure to talk with Olsey Eckleberry. The book is Failure as a Wife, Woman, and Mother. Books available at authorhouse.com. And, of course, information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.